light wind to be blowing that takes the place of breath.
After the requested cremation by Molly Holden, ending this week's edition of Words and Music, which has been celebrating the glories of the South Country. The readers were Tamsin Gregg and Neil Pearson, and the producer was Lindsay Kemp. Well, now on Radio 3, jazz lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Simon and Garfunkel on a jazz show. Stay tuned to hear how iconic jazz guitarist Pat Metheny has found inspiration from that very track, which he has reimagined on his latest album. Also later on the show, highlights of a concert set featuring master pianist John Taylor and virtuoso saxophonist Julian Arguelles, recorded at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival. And now is the time slot with journalist Kevin Legendre unearths a long-lost classic album by one of the great French jazz bassists, Henri Texier. And Kevin is with me here. What can we expect from this, Kevin?
Music which is very melodic, which has a lot of drive and a lot of swing, and which will make you feel good, music like this.
Stay tuned to hear more of that album later on in the show. And keeping the bass theme going, here's Grammy award-winning bassist and vocalist Esperanza Spalding, who makes an appearance at the Blaze Festival at the Barbican in London on July the 11th. From her album Chamber Music Society, this is the opening track based on a poem by William Blake, Little Fly.
Thank you.
Esperanza Spalding, who won the 2011 Grammy for Best New Artist, the first jazz artist to do so, and that was from the album that got her recognised as a force to be reckoned with, Chamber Music Society, on the Heads Up label. London jazz ensemble Aquarium have just released their debut album on Babel Records and have produced something really fresh and exciting, drawing on influences from minimalism, funk and free jazz. Sam Leake is the pianist, James Alsop plays tenor sax and bass clarinet, Callum Gourlay plays double bass and Joshua Blackmore is the drummer. So from the self-titled album, this is the opening track, Strangers.
Thank you.
That was Strangers by Aquarium, featuring Sam Leek on the piano, James Alsop on sax, Callum Gourlay on double bass, and Joshua Blackmore on the drums. And their music has been described by Jazzwise magazine as having the chiming cyclical feel of a Steve Reich piece. The CD is released on July the 25th on Babel Records, and the band have live dates on Saturday the 13th of August at Canary Wharf's Jazz Festival, and the next day, Sunday the 14th of August, at Brecon Jazz Festival. And keeping the Steve Reich connections going now, with an artist who's worked with the great minimalist composer, as well as a huge diverse range of artists, including Ornette Coleman and David Bowie, it is, of course, Pat Metheny. His new album's called What's It All About, and it's a solo acoustic album, and sees Pat revisit pop tracks that were in the top 40 during his childhood and early teen years. He includes compositions by Lennon and McCartney, Burt Bacharach and Hal David, and Carly Simon, plus the album's opener, Simon and Garfunkel's The Sound of Silence. Jazz Lineup caught up with Pat Metheny recently, and this is what he had to say about his love for that particular track.
Well, like everybody, I loved the Simon and Garfunkel tracks of the 60s, and they, you know, play a part, I guess, you know, in the cultural backdrop that I grew up in and that, you know, formed my musicianship, too. The Sound of Silence, in particular, was just such a great song that had this really cool guitar thing that was kind of almost like this ghostly figure in the piece that set it all up. And I always loved that song and always wanted to do a version of it, and recently did on my 42-string guitar. It's an unusual instrument that just seemed made for this tune. Thank you.
Out now on the Nonesuch label, that was Paul Simon's The Sound of Silence, played by Pat Metheny from the new release called What's It All About? And yes, the song Alfie is included in this fine selection of songs chosen by this guitar giant. I'm going to welcome broadcaster and journalist Kevin Legendre for our regular monthly feature, Now is the Time. What have you plucked from the archives for us today, Kevin?
Henri Texier's Mosaic Man, one of the, not just French, but I suppose European, if not great bass players in the world, who's been around since the 70s. Just to give you the backstory, he played with some very significant American musicians in the 70s, people like Randy Weston, Don Cherry and Phil Woods. And then he went on to lead his own groups in the 80s and 90s. And this group, which he led for this particular album, it's called the Azo Quintet. And in my opinion, it's probably the best group that he's ever had.
Very prolific bass player. Between 1972 and 2009, he was almost doing a CD a year. And in 1988, he did three releases. I mean, so he hasn't stopped really, has he?
He's been a great sideman to a lot of, as I say, very, very significant musicians. But he's also led his own groups and had these long-running associations with people like Michel Portal and Aldo Romano. Again, French musicians who are really good and very, very respected all over Europe.
Well, let's hear the first piece from Mosaic Man, and it's Mr. Freeman.
Hey!
Henri Texier, Mr. Freeman from his album Mosaic Man, and I'm talking to Kevin Lejeune about Henri. So, I mean, he's very close associated with people like Phil Woods and a really famous musician, Joe Lovano as well, but perhaps a little bit unknown in the UK.
Yeah, he's played in the UK several times over the years. I think the last time he was here, he was actually performing a live soundtrack to this really interesting film called Les Remparts d'Argile. And certainly in the late 90s and early millennium, his profile was quite high. He was signed to this record company called Label Bleu. They were releasing a lot and they had a lot of good press. And then unfortunately, the label went down.
Oh.
So that's probably one of the reasons why he's not been in this country so much over the years.
I guess, and also being a double bass-led band, that's kind of unusual. I mean, Dave Holland springs to mind, but it's quite rare, isn't
it's
it?
It's not easy to really make a double bass-led band, I suppose, a big international touring unit. But, I mean, this group, I saw them live a few times in France in the late 90s, and they were absolutely brilliant.
Mm.
Texier, he's a really, really interesting guy who has always had this interest in civil rights. He's been interested in North African culture. Some of his early music is very, very heavily influenced by the music of the Middle East. He played oud as well as double bass.
Wow.
Arabic influences have been quite strong. But the other thing as well, as you can hear from that track, I think there's a really, really strong influence of Ornette Coleman and Don Cherry.
Yeah, good strong lead lines, very atmospheric, and it's almost like a drone.
The drone that he uses in the bass, which comes directly from Charlie Hayden working with Ornette, he's basically made that quite a prominent feature of his own music.
Well, let's talk about the next piece, because I thought that this would appeal to you, the dancer in you, because it's got a real sort of Latin, much more upbeat. This was my favourite piece, actually. It's called Togo.
And it takes us back to Ornette, because this is written by Ed Blackwell, the great drummer who played with Ornette Coleman. So, yeah, this is a very, very lively, very, very beautiful track to dance to.
Thank you. Togo from the album Mosaic, and we're talking to Kevin Lejeune about Henri Texier. This next piece is completely different. I'm wondering if it's a departure. It's very free.
This is the free count piece.
Okay, tell me about it. Well, this is called Ape, Dog,
Ape, Dog and Tiger.
Tiger.
And it's written by Tony Rabison, who's the group's drummer. I mean, that's the other thing to say as well, is that even though it's Texier's group, all of the members contribute pieces, and I think that's a really important thing.
Trust the drummer to come up with something like that.
Trust the drummer. Well, the thing is that Texier, even though he's very, very melodic, and he draws a lot on folk music, folk music's very important to him. He's always had this interest in the avant-garde as well, which again takes him back to Ornette Coleman and Don Cherry and people like that. So the idea of having an album where you've got these very, very strong themes, as you heard with Mr. Freeman, very singing, and also other tunes. There's another piece on this record called Happy Days, which is like a beautiful calypso. So very accessible in a lot of ways, next to tunes which are a bit more abstract in their structure. I just think that's a very, very important part of his whole culture as a musician.
Well, let's hear it then. It's Ape, Dog and Tiger. Henri Texier with Ape, Dog and Tiger, and Mosaic Man was this month's Now's the Time album. If you have any ideas for Now is the Time, please contact us at jazzlineup@bbc.co.uk, and many thanks to Kevin Lejeune. We're two tracks now with a strong connection, as both feature husband and wife teams. First, something from pianists Bill Sharlup and his wife Rini Rosny, who have a new duet album out now on Blue Note Records called Double Portrait. The track I've chosen is by Antonio Carlos Jobim, and it's called Double Rainbow. And that will be followed by Dutch vocalist Florine with her husband, pianist Brad Meldau, and a song with an English lyric by Florine called Love Marks.
cherished good luck charm. It didn't work, but I'll keep the jazz records we bought on our trip to New York, dividing our lives with a fine-tooth comb, leftovers of what we once called our home, the shadows of all that we used to be, the love marks imprinted on our sheets, our most precious memories together, the distant hope that we would make up again, forever gone. The ring that I gave you, you could melt down again, or you should pawn. But what I won't do till the day I die is grant you the pleasure of seeing me cry. The damage is done, and I won't be pleading, my darling, while my heart is bleeding. Oh well, just ask your next lover to help you out a bit, to pay the rent, give me back the book by Neruda that you took, just have it sent. I'm leaving without any great display of feelings you cut off or kept at bay. A great sense of loss, lots of longing. I'm feeling I should have been gone a long time. Your next lover to help you out a bit, to pay your rent, give me back the poems by Neruda, just have them sent. I'm leaving without any great display of feelings you cut up and took away. One last goodbye, lots of sadness. I'm feeling I should have been gone a long
First up, Bill Sharlap and Rini Rosne playing Double Rainbow from their new CD entitled Double Portrait. And that wonderful and uplifting melody by Jobim played to perfection by these masterful pianists. That was followed by Dutch vocalist Florine and Love Marks from her CD San Francisco. And that featured her husband, who is Brad Meldo, playing piano, of course, Doug Weiss on bass and Gilad on percussion. And that CD is available on the Sunnyside label and it's a wonderful collection of songs. Most of them have lyrics by Florine, who was incidentally one of the very first singers that I interviewed on this programme. And this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. Jazz Lineup are staging at BBC Maida Vale Studios in West London two top concerts with two of the UK's most treasured jazz musicians in July. On the evening of Thursday the 28th of July, we'll present Stan Saltzman and Friends, and the following night, Friday the 29th of July, it's Henry Lowther. On both occasions, they'll perform with a glittering cast of UK jazz musicians, and there are a limited number of tickets available for each night. Tickets are bound to disappear quickly, so go to the website bbc.co.uk/tickets. That's two dates for your diary, Thursday the 28th of July for Stan Saltzman and Friday the 29th of July for Henry Lowther. Again, the website is bbc.co.uk/tickets and both of those recordings will be coming to you on later programmes of Jazz Lineup. And another event you might like to add to your jazz calendar, saxophone giant Jan Garbrick is appearing at this year's Durham Brass Festival, performing with the Hilliard Ensemble, and that festival is currently in full swing and runs to the 17th of July. And keeping the festival theme going, there was much excitement around this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival, and rightly so, with a rich and varied programme which features some legendary jazz greats such as Pharoah Sanders, Dave Holland and Django Bates. This year's guest director was Jamie Cullum. Norwegian Tor Gustafsson played to an enthusiastic and sell-out crowd, and BBC Radio 2's Friday Night is Music Night was on the evening of that recent royal wedding, so the atmosphere was buzzing throughout the variety of outdoor and indoor venues. Jazz Lineup caught up with BBC Radio 3's Alan Shipton, and he spoke of his memories of Cheltenham Festival and why he's such a fan.
One of the great things about the Cheltenham Jazz Festival is that most of the concerts take place in and around the Town Hall. And the Town Hall is a historic venue. It's got a feeling of continuity because I remember when I was working with George Shearing on his book, he told me he played here in the 1930s. And when he came back to play one of the more recent Cheltenham Jazz Festivals in the 1990s, he told me that the smell in the dressing room was exactly the same now as it had been before the war.
Alan Shipton recorded in April at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival, which is the location of tonight's concert set featuring pianist John Taylor and saxophonist Julian Arguelles. Born in Manchester, John Taylor is a world-class pianist who is a major influence on many of the jazz musicians in the UK today. He first came to the attention of jazz audiences during the late 1960s, and it's fair to say that he has helped lay the foundations on which the British jazz scene has been built. 20 years later, during the late 1980s, saxophonist Julian Arguelles made his name as a member of the highly acclaimed British big band Loose Tubes. Well, this is a pairing of two highly unique individuals whose style and panache is intrinsically woven into their musicality, and this concert was a hot ticket during this year's Cheltenham Festival. They played in the Pillar Room, which is always one of the key venues during the festival, and was home to many of the jazz highlights this year, including Kit Downs, who played with his sextet, Dennis Baptiste, Curious, Big Air, Outhouse, and Django Bates' beloved Bird project, which Jazz Lineup recorded and will play out over the coming weeks. And so to the highlights of today's concert set, opening with the Julian Arguelles composition Phaedrus. This is John Taylor and Julian, recorded at the Pillar Room at this year's Cheltenham Festival to a packed house. Before we hear the music, Jazz Lineup caught up with John and Julian at the festival, and we asked John about his memories of Cheltenham and some background to this duo project with Julian.
I played at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival with Johnny Griffin and Steve Arguelles and Dave Green. I think it was in around the mid-90s or early 90s, I remember that. And I asked Steve and Dave to play with Johnny Griffin, and it was great. And we had a fantastic time. It was a wonderful gig. And I love Johnny Griffin. I played with him maybe two or three occasions, and he was such a fantastic guy, beautiful, funny, exciting player and individual. Really, really, it was an absolute joy. And I remember that was probably... I don't know if it was my first time in Cheltenham, but I certainly remember that. Yeah, with Steve Arguelles, I played that gig with Johnny Griffin. And then, of course, I played with Julian, Steve's brother, on a CJO project that I did here, probably 1997, something like that. And then we did a big... I did 3 days here, I think, was as an artist in residence. And I think Julian was involved in that. And now we're playing together, which is fantastic, in duet. So, and it's we did play last year at Ronnie Scott's, but we've not really done it before. And it's very exciting because it's kind of new, even though we've been playing together in other kind of formations since 1980-something, when he was about 17. And I wasn't very much older, as you understand. But so we have a great understanding and friendship and respect for one another. And I think you probably hear that in the music that you'll be hearing.
Well, next, Julian talks about the challenges of working in a duo setting and the preparation for this concert.
It's like any ensemble, really. You've got to know when to play and when to sort of step back and let whatever's happening sort of continue and develop and stuff. So, I mean, it's quite normal and... you know, and John probably does that with me, where he feels, oh, I'll just leave Julian to, you know, to see whatever he's doing, to see it out. John and I have played together quite a lot over the years, and so, you know, we've done some octet and quartet gigs and some, you know, some other gigs, and we play these tunes. So we're sort of familiar with the material in a way, but this, because it's quite unique, a duo is quite special. It's very, very different from playing... like a saxophone trio or a piano trio or a quartet with both saxophone and piano. It's very, very different. So in terms of preparation, well, I think maybe it would just be nice to play a lot more together, but we haven't really rehearsed. In a way, it's just a process that you have to go through of sort of developing things, and really just concerts are our preferred way of developing the music, you know.
And so, two highlights of today's concert set. Opening with the Julian Arguelles composition Phaedrus, this is John Taylor and Julian Arguelles, recorded at the Pillar Room at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival to a packed house. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Julian Arguelles.
That was a piece called Ambleside, which goes back further than, oh no, it's about 20 years, I guess. We'd like to continue with a piece that you all recognise, so I won't tell you what it is, albeit say that it's not normally played in this sort of environment anyway, shall we put it that way. So I hope you enjoy it.
Ending tonight's concert set, the surprise inclusion of Holst's In the Bleak Midwinter, performed there by Julian Arguelles on saxophone and John Taylor on grand piano. And before that, you heard the Arguelles composition Phaedrus and John Taylor's Ambleside. And that was recorded at Cheltenham Town Hall at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival on the 30th of April. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB digital radio. At the South Bank Centre on July the 22nd to the 24th, there's a weekend celebration of some of the seminal moments in Black British music as part of the Festival of Britain. Gary Crosby and Tomorrow's Warriors are performing at a free family event at the Claw Ballroom on Sunday the 24th alongside the Jazzcotec Dancers. Well, to get you in the mood, let's hear something from Jazz Jamaica All-Stars with Gary Lead in the band, and this is Capelito de Alali. from the album Massive. That was Capolito de Alali. And you could drive the weekend away and listen to Gary Crosby and Tomorrow's Warriors at the Claw Ballroom in the South Bank Centre on Sunday, July the 24th, as part of the London is the Place for Me festival happening that weekend. Well, that's nearly it for Jazz Lineup this week. Next week, highlights of a concert set by trumpeter Tom Arthurs with Berlin-based quartet Sartre's Croissant. And plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11. And this week, Jez presents a performance by British saxophonist Julian Siegel with his quartet. But to finish today's show, something from Israeli-born saxophonist Gilad Atzmon and his Orient House Ensemble. His band are performing at the Swanage Jazz Festival on Sunday the 10th of July. And from their CD, The Tide Has Changed, let's slip into American Independence Day with In the Backseat of a Yellow Cab. Till next time, from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm John Shea. This is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night, and all the music in the next 2 hours has one thing in common. It was composed in 1876. That summer saw the opening of Wagner's Festspielhaus at Bayreuth with the first complete performance of the Ring Cycle. Among the audience was the 33-year-old Edvard Grieg, who'd recently contributed to another theatrical epic himself, with his incidental music for Ibsen's new play about the wide-ranging adventures of the picaresque character Peer Gynt. It was a great success, but Ibsen's surreal epic and Grieg's memorably melodic score ultimately pulled in different directions, and they've mostly gone their separate ways ever since. The second of the suites that Grieg made from his score includes an Arab dance, Peer's homecoming, and ends with Solveig's song. It begins, though, with Peer abducting a bride from a village wedding and her lament when he then abandons her. Michal Schoenvandt conducting the Danish National Radio Symphony Orchestra in the second of Grieg's suites from his music for Ibsen's Peer Gynt. Like Grieg, Tchaikovsky also visited Bayreuth to review Wagner's Ring Cycle in the summer of 1876. At the time, he was seeking both a new operatic subject and a solution to the question of his sexual preferences, and both came to a head the following year, the former more successfully than the latter. Before Eugen Onegin reached the stage, Tchaikovsky's quest also yielded this symphonic fantasy, Francesca da Rimini, inspired by Dante's story of two adulterous lovers condemned to the second circle of hell.
Thank you. Thank you.